You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Well, happy Labor Day weekend to you. I hope you and your animals are out enjoying the beautiful weather we're having across most of the country right now. And you have Animal Radio with you. And if you have questions, the toll-free number is 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to Dr. Debbie or to Dog Father Joey Villani. And in just a couple of minutes, what we've been promising you for the last couple of hours, a young lady who suffered from bulimia, a terrible, terrible eating disorder. If you don't know what that is, she would eat and then she would throw up because I guess she felt conscious about her weight. I don't know what the psychology is.
They think they're fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a horrible eating disorder, and apparently she's tried just about everything, gone to therapists, just all kinds of
rehabs, yeah.
But nothing worked until she met some dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And that changed her life, and she changed the life for those dogs. And we'll talk to her in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. If you want to ask your questions, don't forget you can also ask from the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android, and visit us over at animalradio.pet. I'm looking over at Lori Brooks. It's so quiet in the newsroom today.
You know, it is. I did the big shuffle really relocating four dogs three times to find the quietest mix today.
Oh.
and that's Lucy down there.
We miss it.
What about Sunday? Sunday gone?
Sunday is okay. Sleeping.
That's why it's so quiet. Sunday was the noisy one.
She was very noisy.
So what are you working on today?
Let's see. Today, pet sitters. How do you decide you want to be a pet sitter? They've done a survey on it, and we'll tell you what they said.
How did you decide, Judy, you wanted to be a pet sitter?
You know, I just kind of fell into it. I met an elderly neighbor who had two pugs that she could no longer walk because she had back surgery, and she asked me if I would do it. So I thought, well, sure, I guess I never thought about it. And then I started doing it, and then other neighbors saw me and asked me if I'd walk their dogs, and other neighbors saw me and said, hey, you know, do you come in and feed? And I thought, God, there's just such a big need for it. Maybe this is something I should do.
So it was sort of a hobby that turned into a business for you.
Yeah, I didn't set out to be a pet sitter. I didn't sit down and say, okay, let me draw up a plan. This is what I'm going to do. It just kind of happened.
Wow.
And I it's very profitable. I'm very successful at it. Yeah. It's working very well for me.
I noticed that you used to stay here the whole day producing the show, but now you hop out as soon as the show is over.
Run out to do some jobs and drive dogs around.
Drive dogs around?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. I got to get out of here after the show today and go drive a dog around.
Not walk it, but drive it around.
Pet taxi.
Yeah, drive it around. He can walk.
Somebody pays you to drive their dog around?
Yeah, and I get to drive their car, and it's out on ranches, so I go by, I see bulls, I see horses, a lot of deer, a lot of baby deer.
Now, why aren't you walking the dog?
Cool.
Well, he's a big lab mix. He's close to 70, 80 pounds, and he doesn't like to go home. So the times I've gotten him out walking, he stops and lays down.
Puts on the brakes.
And I can't get him back home.
Oh.
And she told me before, tie him up to a tree and go run back home and get the car. I thought, this is ridiculous. I got to run all the way back to the house, her house, get the car, drive all the way back. And I don't like leaving him tied up there alone. I'm so afraid he could back out of his leash. And, you know, I can't see him. So it really bothered me. So now I just get over there and I put him in the car and drive him around. He sticks his head out the window and he's happy. And we come back and he goes right back into his big kennel.
Wow, so that's quite a job. I bet you see some of the strangest things.
Oh, I could tell you some stories.
I bet you could.
Yeah.
I bet you could. Yeah. But not now.
Okay.
Put it in a book.
Okay. That'll be my book.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. Okay, so if you want to talk to Dr. Debbie, toll free 1-866-405-8405. And don't forget, you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. So download that puppy now from the appropriate place, like the Google Store. What is it, Google Play or the iTunes App Store?
I don't know. There's so many things out there these days. Who can keep up?
Just type in Animal Radio and you can get it. It's a free download and you can ask your questions right from the app. Plus, if there's ever a recall or news that's important that you need to know, you'll get that right on the app, too.
Animal Radio is underwritten in part by Viagen Pets.
the leading provider of animal genetic preservation and cloning services. Preserve the genes of your dog or cat to extend the special bond you share with them. Learn more at www.viagenpets.com. That's viagenpets.com.
Hey, you want to adopt a hardworking dog? Well, the TSA has a program. It's for dogs that didn't quite make the cut as bomb sniffers. The one I've got couldn't tell this show was a bomb.
They deserve each other.
Even some that are recently retired. They have German Shorthair Pointers, Labrador Retrievers, German Shepherds, and Belgian Malinois. They range in age from 2 to 10 years old. All you have to do is travel to San Antonio, Texas, and you can pick your new best friend up. To find out more, email adoptatsacanine at ole.tsa.dhs.gov.
This is
Animal Radio, baby.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
To see Lacey, the American Bulldog mix now, you'd never guess that behavioral problems landed her on death row at the animal shelter. But thanks to Mixed Up Mutts, a nonprofit dog rescue organization founded by Chris and Sarah Stevens, Lacey was sent to prison to be trained by inmates in a pet obedience program called Prison Tales. Prison Tales pairs two inmates with a hard-to-handle dog for an intensive 12-week training program aimed at making an unadoptable dog adoptable. And it's working. Lindy Getz of Mongo, Indiana, who heads up the program, says it's a win-win situation. The animal benefits, the inmate benefits, the institution benefits, and the adopting family gets a well-trained pet. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animals.